KDX is mobile. YOU. Really out here, it's in the lower. Yeah, I know. It looks nice outside. And that's it. Yep, that's like people say, you look so beautiful. It does from looking out my back door window. And through those people who say they love snow so much, why don't they come over and shovel my driveway and my alley and my sidewalk?
What was that?
And to people who love snow, they can come over and shovel my sidewalk, my alley, and my driveway, and they can drive a rusty car.
There you go.
Let's see how much they like winter then.
Probably still will.
Good. After they do it 10 years in a row, they might change their mind. Of course, they just don't like being cold, though. I mean, it's like, I'd rather have it too hot and sweat than to have it cold. I just hate cold.
I know. Nothing major or anything, just things I had, that I had on list that I was looking for, so,
yeah.
Kick at them or anything.
But they got most of the items you were looking for?
Yeah, yep.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it, I think it might have been just a little. Pretty nice.
Good.
Yeah, it definitely has the deal.
Wow, good.
Yeah. Never know what you'll find there. I don't know, it's probably about at least a half a dozen of Athens train stuff there. And they had a little bit of train stuff. Not much, but a little bit.
That's surprising. It's supposed to be a Hampshire in that train show.
Like I said, probably had maybe a dozen or a couple dozen of them, and that was it, of trains. But, it's about anything there. But, and the guy was selling the stuff, too.
Oh, okay. Do you see that often at a Hamfest?
Not really, but you never know what you'll find in a handbag.
He's a great model of railroader to buy some of that stuff.
Like I said, you never know what will be there.
I guess if it's an asteroid, it could be asked because there are cases where I've seen a different place in an asteroid.
Yeah, that's true.
I ordered some coupler housing. It's a piece of metal that is got sides and a bottom, and holds the car in there so it will move and stay coupled to the other car. And I called about 2 months ago, or ordered it, and then I called, I ordered like 3 or 4 months ago, and then I called 2 months ago, and I asked him when it will be in. She says, probably January or February. I'm like, gee, what's going to take you so long to get stuff in? But it's probably just made. And I was told one time by actors that some of that stuff that they have is custom made in people's garages.
Alright, that would be a possibility.
Yeah, that's what they told me some of his acts made in people's garages, and they make. And there's 10 people that make a miracle, and then sometimes they get freight cars that they don't have them, so I have to do the ones I have. Yesterday. He always gives me discounts. There was one freight car, I don't know if you looked or not, but it's still like $30 a hundred. He gave me all of them for $5. Inventory and lately. Yeah, it's one of those things the jury knows whenever he's going to get stuff in to sell something to him. You have to make an appointment with him. So he makes an appointment with people, and they bring the stuff in, and he looks at it and says, okay, I'll give you X amount, and then he sells it then. But you got to consider, too, he's a normal person. He's going to buy it from you and make a profit.
Yep, that's right.
There's a 6 totes up there, and Jerry gave me $105 for what I all the stuff I took up there. I had track that I didn't want, and some of them by some Atlas track. It's the kind underneath the track is plastic, so you can put it like on carpet. And you can put it like around a Christmas tree or just something like that. I had like some transformers that were old and I didn't like them. Tyco didn't make good transformers, and they're small, and they're weird how they work when I got big professional transformers. And so some of those were in there, and there were 2 freight cars and a couple of some buildings and stuff. It's like, I don't need all the stuff. It's just taking up room in my underneath my train table, so that way I can fill that stuff up with freight cars instead of a bunch of junk.
All righty.
I'm never going to use buildings, I'm never going to use stuff like that whenever I can get rid of it and buy stuff that I'm going to use.
That's true.
What I'm going to do, though, is that I'm going to grab a box and put the freight cars on the rails and run it for a few days or a week or two. And then get another box, and I am going to keep one box empty because I need something to take off, and so there will always be one empty box. But that way, I can take stuff on and off that way. Because whenever I take freight cars off to put new ones, I don't have no place to put them. So if I have a tote to put in them, I can switch them around. So I realize I'm going to have to keep one tote here. That I back my car out, let it warm up, and I start driving, and my rear bumper started frosting up. So I got the rear bumper defroster on.
It's definitely far cry from yesterday.
Yeah, but it was in the garage all night, so I don't know why it frosted up after I take it out, and it's nice and warm in that car, too.
Because of the outside.
Yeah. I noticed, too, sometimes whenever I would be at David's house and I wouldn't drive my car for a few days, I would pull the door open, and it would be hard to open up the door because I guess the pressure is different inside than it is outside. I make a little noise.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Cafe.
Yeah, saw people there I knew. Sat and shot the bull for a little bit.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's good. Since that sports plane camp test is better, the sports board gets the board better.
Fort Wayne used to be, Kay used to be big fest. But now it's not, but, I don't know. It's, you'd have to look for yourself. It's not like it used to be, let's put it that way.
I've been to the Portland several times, and, that seem to have a lot, but not something that I really want, except for a rare punch ball by some by a power sport one time. I had the first three points of points of one time in the next season going in by a power sport.
That's right. You did. Yeah, you're going to have to go next year to look for him for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, where are you at now? That's what I thought.
Going in the hole about a half a mile.
Alrighty.
I'm gonna let you go. I'm almost there, so catch you later. If you're around after church, NYOU, KB9KBX.
All right, we'll talk to you later, KB9KBX and NYOU.
There's fire trucks that are swinging up, looks like Christmas stuff.
All righty. And NYOU.
Yeah, they're putting up Christmas stuff at KB9KBX. The electric company is doing some work there's a police officer here too, so they're working on there in NYOU KB9KBX.
All right, I'll talk to you later. KB9KBX and NYOU.
Yeah, I can believe that. It feels like it's 40.
I bet.
crash, the wind wouldn't blow, it wouldn't do that, but it feels cold out there. It looks nice. You look outside, you say, oh, a bright, nice, sunshiny day. You step outside, you say, I'm going right back in.
Right? Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You haven't been out there, have you?
I will be here in a little while.
That's how I plan on going out again this service tonight, and then after that, probably Monday or Tuesday, because I get my Social Security. Leaves fall, and there's one branch that is down now, and so I told my sister when me and Brian did the lease, we should just move it around and let it sit there for the winter, because they're not doing yard waste anymore, and got some stuff in it already. So I'm just gonna move it around so it's not in a way, and leave it sit there, and I'll get it next spring.
Oh, there you go.
It was still putting up the yard waste. I cut it up, but there's no sense in any unit, a new unit, if you did that. But, so I got to just wait till next spring. That's what I can handle. You know, not like that big one that we had before. You know, I can handle it. I'm just going to have to move it around.
Alrighty.
Considering how big that one was, I got a lot cut off, and you just helped me get the fixed up.
Right.
Menards gets some bottled water, and goes to Kroger's, and then to Taco Bell, and then go home.
Alrighty.
You told me about that Menards has bottled water, because I was getting that Kroger's, and it was like $6, and it didn't have as much stuff, so Menards cheaper and got a little bit more, so that's a deal. It's a steal for that price.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving, no more 11%.
I know, I hate that. So, all right, I'm here in the parking lot, so I'll catch you later. And then YOU, KBNKX.
All right, talk to you later on, KBNKX, and then YOU.
WB9YPA. WB9YPA Mobile.
WB9YPA, 10-9-OKA. Good afternoon.
Now we'll see what he's here. 10-9-1-0.